I stated the other night that we're obviously working hard on things and that it was important whoever we brought in was either better or different to what we have. And Alex, I think he's certainly different to what we have. He's got electric speed. He's a wide attacker. And I think he'll be a really good addition to the group. You know, we go into a really heavy schedule of games just now. And it's important that we have a lot of flexibility and a bit of depth to the group. So, you know, we're really, really pleased with him as an acquisition.
Is this another of the players that you may have looked at in the past when you were in between job scouting?
Yeah, he was a player that, you know, I've been aware of for some time. You know, I inquired about him during my previous time at Coventry. But at that time, he wasn't in a position to come out. And when he did go out, he went out for a short period to Barnsley. So I think that in itself is... I think that in itself is a good thing, that he's already experienced his first loan. He knows what to expect when he comes out. He knows what League One's about. So in that respect, you know, we're obviously very pleased.
Is he available to play in the JPT?
He is available. Yeah, he'll be available. Initially, it's only for a one-month loan deal. And then for both parties, we'll assess at the end of that period of time. But as I said, we're really pleased.
So one in the bag, any more on the horizon?
Yeah, there's a couple bubbling away.
A bit like that shower in the background.
Yeah.
What the sound is, by the way, there.
we're hopeful on one. We might get some news on that later on today. So, you know, progress has been good today. As I said the other night, that... In football, things can progress very quickly. A couple of phone calls last night and things move forward. So, you know, we could have a secondary one in by the weekend.
And how is the injury situation? Because you described the squad as paper thin.
Yeah, the injury situation is, from the other night, there's no further additions to that. In Ball, he's getting closer, he's back on the grass, he's hoping to probably... joining training with us on Monday, so that'll be another real positive.
Jamil Matt was on the bench, I noticed, on Tuesday.
Yes.
Where does the land lie with him in his career at the minute? Because he's been out on loan and he's come back.
Yeah, the situation with Jamil was that he's still very much part of the group, but game time, I think, is essential for him and in his career, and I spoke to him on that. So I think, you know, over the next week or so, he'll certainly decide whether he wants to stay or move on and get game time. And, you know, while he's here, he's very much part. He's a terrific boy. But I would think if he doesn't get the appropriate game time, then he'll want to return back out on loan.
And what's his contract situation?
His contract is that he's up in the summer. So, again, it's very important because of his history over the last 18 months that he does play games prior to the summer. And hopefully that in itself will earn him an opportunity to get a contract somewhere else.
And he must be desperate to prove that he's over his injuries and then he can
of course, still do it. Of course. And I think he had a really good experience down at Stevenage. But he's also got a partner that's expecting just now. So I think his next move has to be right for both himself and his partner, which we all understand. So, you know, if he doesn't feature here, then hopefully we can find the right football club that can help him in the future.
Great cameo in midweek off the bench from Nick Horton. Will he play a more leading role perhaps at the weekend?
He certainly comes into consideration. you know, I'm a big fan of Nick's, I really am, and it's just about the right time to put him in and give him that opportunity. You know, and you know, he made a good impression. He's done that in a number of games that he's come on in, and I'll certainly, you know, be considering for the weekend.